All right, so yesterday you were at the ballpark.
Yes.
Along with the evolution of man, which was the really tiny green man, then a hunched over green man, all the way up to upright.
Straight up green man, that's right. That's
green
right.
Green man.
Homo erectus.
It was Grubbs, TC, and Seabass, all who finished in a tie for last place in the guest booking league. Almost some late entries. Almost saved it.
Right. Hulk Hogan, Billy D. Williams, but nope. Didn't work. So we had a three-man.
TC almost got Jesco White. A lot of almost, but...
How many guests did you have to book to not be in the green suit? Two?
Just one.
Just one?
Because I booked one.
Just one.
And they booked none. So we had the three-man losers bracket, Dan. So first pitch, well, Grooves is there by about 12:45. He's in the seat. He's ready to go. He's doing his thing. Seabass.
First pitch wasn't until 2, right?
I know. Grooves is there an hour and 15 minutes before the game or something like that.
5, 1 o'clock, yeah.
Wow.
He's excited, ready to go. Yeah. Sean Bass is there a little early. He lands off the plane from Memphis, rolls straight to the ballpark. He's there. He has
did you pack Green Man? How did you get Green Man?
No,
so
I had Shoopy bring it for me.
Roommates.
Oh, he brought it out to
best
the ballpark?
Best roommates ever.
He changed there?
Yeah, he changed at the ballpark. So yeah.
Did you guys wear shorts under Green Man?
I wore them over Green Man. I wore basically the suit to the game. Obviously, I just had it down. You know, I didn't have the hood on.
Uh-huh.
I had my other hood on.
Okay.
So
somebody tweeted,
now,
you should have worn a cup.
Is Green Man really hot? Like, it looks like it breathes.
Wasn't that horrible?
The problem is it was just so hot anyway.
Like, wearing pantyhose or something over your whole body.
Yeah, I mean,
what's
that was
like,
pretty thin material.
You know. I just worn it on my head.
So now we're getting close to first pitch, and we only have two Green Man men.
Mm-hmm.
Only two, and we're wondering, what's going on? And I go to
use... Very concerned probably about the safety of TC. Is he okay?
Yes. Why didn't he make it? I'm worried a little bit. So I go to the bathroom, and when I roll out the bathroom, here comes number three Green Man with attitude written all on his face. I said, oh, there he is. Didn't say a word to me. Just walked by me.
The guy who wasn't excited about this.
He can turn his own mic on.
I'm the weird guy who wasn't excited about this. That's the weird thing about me.
What? You begged to get,
this
you,
helps your star
you begged
rise.
To get into the GBL, and when you don't book a guest, you have punishment.
Now, that's the thing.
So I did it.
You're jumping out of a plane. You're going to a...
Sean has jumped out of a plane, dude.
Which had
I've done
given
stand-up comedy in front of black people.
I prefer those two personally,
yeah.
But that's
so
not...
You know how much I hate
you
black
would rather have jumped out of a plane than dress as Green Man to the game.
I think I want to do that anyways. It
and expose
fun.
Your... Expose your doughiness. That's what it's all about here.
So,
right?
So now TC gets there, and he's not in the seat at first pitch. So that's what that Tom
Polish number one.
Tom is not happy about TC not being in the seat
that
at first pitch.
Wow! Was Tom pacing back and forth, looking at his phone?
He was not very happy. He's thinking of consequences for TC, maybe. So now TC gets there. He's in Green Man, and I'm chronicling. I'm taking pictures of all this for Twitter, letting everyone know what's going on.
At the Great Donovan.
At Great Donovan.
Oh, just Great?
Yeah, just
not
Great
the...
Donovan. Yeah, that's too much. The is
too many
too
characters?
Much. Yeah, it's too much.
Takes up some of your...
So, after Noxie interviews us, we just heard it at the top of the second.
Well done, Donovan.
Thank you, Dave. TC goes to the concourse. And TC stays in the concourse for like 2 innings straight. He's just on his phone, looking at his phone.
And it's much cooler and much breezier in the concourse.
It was
but
very
that's not
nice.
The bit.
It was very nice in the concourse, because guess what? I was there, too, because it was blazing hot. But I'm not in Green Man. I don't have a bet to settle.
So, we're not. Yeah, you weren't being punished.
What you're saying is maybe TC did not fully get on board and pay off the bit like you're supposed to.
So what's the thing I was asked to do that I didn't do?
So while Seabass and Grooves
answer
are
the question.
In their seats... Like they're supposed to be.
Enjoying frosty
when,
beer,
when
man.
Was that laid out?
That's the bet. That was the bet.
The bet was to sit in that specified... I thought the bet was to be in front of home plate. None of us were in home plate. Should we do it over?
Did you have a ticket to the game, TC? What did that ticket say? Did it say stay out in the
in
concourse?
In the concourse, right, where no one can see you and you just look at your phone all
it
day?
It said section 212, row 12.
Hey, you don't have a credential anymore either, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was pulled for some reason. I wonder why. But I'm just saying that
You know what? I'd like to go back to It's Just Banter from a couple years ago. The first, and I love It's Just Banter. It's a podcast hosted by TC and Jake. And I think you know TC. I champion you guys, and I champion your show. I think it should be a weekend show here on The Ticket. Not as much of because of how great you are, but maybe because of what our lack of programming. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, I like your show, and I want people to download it. I might even want them to download a couple years ago, the first time you guys ever did a GBL breakdown. There was such big talk on there. Number one big talk. There's 2 points of big talk. The number one point was, and it went right along with getting TC into the GBL in the first place as a member of our show. And you clearly know we consider you a member of our show, right? You've moved beyond what other interns have. Despite what everyone else thinks around the whole station, me and Bob like you a lot, as you know. So, but, and what you wanted at first, the first big talk was, man, this is why I'll be good at the GBL. And the other guys are indifferent towards it. Me, I will dedicate tons of time to it. I'm TC. I have tons of time to dedicate to things. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. I don't have things going on. I don't drink and smoke and get all drugged up like these other guys. I'm ready for you. I will book guests. Your show will be better because of the guests. And I will not mail this in. I'm going to care about the GBL. So that's big talk number one, mm-hmm. where you came up with zero guests this year. Big talk number two, and I point you back to It's Just Banter, about 2 years ago when they first broke down the GBL, there was this big talk about Sean, and I didn't disagree with it, but it was bagging on Sean for not being fully in and not maybe the year before we alleged he didn't do his payoff correctly.
Okay, right.
Wait, what?
With the significant other in the room and all that.
Yeah, because the girlfriend was supposed to be up, but right. then she bailed, and then we busted Sean's balls about it. And anyway, then it was TC. I remember this big talk about, man, don't you just want to be a part of these things, like the payoffs and the bets, and they're fun. It's part of radio, and it's great fun, and I can't believe that he doesn't want to be a part of it, and it's... You know, there's a million P1s, and there's me. I would love to be just a part of the action. And then now you're a part of the action, and you go sulk in the
concourse.
In the concourse.
For like 3 innings straight.
You can see how beaten he was through the suit. When our hoods were on, right. You can see how defeated he was.
You can absolutely tell who had the attitude. And like I'm saying...
And acting so put off by all the people coming up and wanting to take pictures and all that.
Yeah, really, guess what? Like, trying to go hard, junk
drain
exposed.
On his energy and time.
Yeah.
So while Groove
so much better than these accomplishing people.
Again, I'm the weird one that doesn't enjoy being practical.
I thought you wanted to be part of this.
You
this.
Lost.
Enjoyed this.
You
so
lost.
Just
did
accept it.
It.
I showed up. No. I did all of the things
you were
that
there.
You asked me to do.
You were in the concourse while those guys were in the seats like they were supposed to be.
And
also, famous one.
When I was told that I couldn't.
And also, something else you need to realize is when we're out doing crap like this, it's look, it
oh, good.
Sucks.
Lectures from Sean.
yeah, okay, jackass. Listen, when P1s come up to you and are excited to see you, I don't know, maybe shake their hand, maybe, I don't know, act like you're glad to see them, maybe be happy that they listen to the station that gives you a job that doesn't pay you. I mean, come on.
I felt the nicest thing I could do to those people is be genuine. To show yeah. them exactly, and I wanted them to have
so
the full experience.
Are you seeing this right now? So he's saying, okay, so where was it laid out where I didn't do where I wasn't supposed to
you
do?
You and Tom were standing there looking at me the whole time.
I know.
If you didn't want me to do it, just walk
no, no,
over
no,
and say, hey, man.
No, no,
no.
That's not us. That's not us, homeboy.
It's not on them to save you.
No, right. We're not going to say, dude, you need to go there and get to this. You know where you were supposed to be. Yeah. Not in the concourse on your phone looking down the whole time. You know that.
It's sad.
So it's not up to us to say, dude, right. you need to go. We're not teachers. We're like college professors. We let
I'm
you
just
F
saying,
up
if you wanted something
fail.
Different,
right.
you could have asked for it.
No. You know
no,
what you
couldn't have asked
you
for
You know
it?
What you're supposed to
you
do.
Knew what it was.
You know. So don't even try, dude. You're a grown-ass man. So now we're supposed to come and just watch your back to tell you, no, you need to go sit over there.
I thought showing up for 3 TV shots and being in the green man suit the entire time and taking every picture that was asked to take of me was doing what I was supposed to do. That's my definition ridiculous. Of doing what I was supposed to do, and no one presented
so
another definition.
So if you were in the suit and you were sitting next to Grooves the whole time,
you didn't
Seabass,
think anything was
and,
off.
Hang on. And Seabass was in the bathroom on the concourse. You wouldn't say one thing about Seabass. Oh, he was in the concourse the whole time.
I'd probably go sit next to him. It's a lot cooler in there.
That's just ridiculous. You are absolutely ridiculous, and you know you effed up on that
again,
man.
Once again, it's not TC's fault. Likes to be comfortable.
Dude, you lost. It's like if
yeah, take it like a man.
I was on TV in a green man
book
suit.
A guest, and you don't have to be up there. That's what I'm saying. If you would have, you wanted to play the game, you didn't play the game. You suffered a consequence, and you
yeah, I did
in the scene. No, you were in the.
I wouldn't have showed up for all the consequences. I was on TV in a green man suit. How is this being lost?
You were in the concourse for like 3 or 4 innings straight.
Quit yelling at Donovan.
Straight. And you think that's
pointers,
but that's okay. But that's okay because you were there. That's okay.
Yeah. I consider everything I did to be paying the bet.
Well, I think you considered wrong. Yeah. And there's absolutely no
yeah,
way.
You're not going to get a whole lot of help from the rest of the crew, I don't think. Maybe Dan, but.
I just don't see how you thought that was.
What is everybody saying? You're against it, Grooves?
I think there should be some extra punishment.
It has to be.
Sean and I sat out there. I got a nice tan, which I needed.
Yeah, did you get the tan?
Yeah.
Look at the tan I got.
Dude, look how black you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not just accept the whole thing?
I'm gonna take you to the hospital after the show.
Now, I did notice.
I can't
see,
be
this
healthy.
Is interesting that this this is the angle on the air because I watched the game and then the post game, and in the post game, TC seemed to be the only one still doing the bit. He had the head on, and you guys had taken the top off.
Yeah, that's Noxie what I thought what the bit was.
And Noxie encouraged us to have it off while we were doing that last interview, so he could hear us.
So you could see the shame on our faces.
Which we didn't really have any shame.
Because you were having a good time with it. Just fun radio bit, right?
Right.
Just having some fun.
Yeah.
You're meeting some people.
We lost the bet. Why not accept
Dude,
it? Just have some fun with
they
it?
They were the hit of the ballpark. Everyone. If they didn't want to take a picture, they eyed them. The little kids walked behind them.
Calling us boogers.
Said they looked like boogers because they were green. And they were
like
the
I was
hit,
back
man.
In grade school.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was great.
Here's piece of audio number 2. Now, here, I'll play this, Grooves, because I wanted to fast forward to a certain part. They
okay.
throw it. They throw it down to, well, you'll hear it, what they do.
Back at the ballpark in Arlington, it is all Rangers, a blowout here, and I tell you what, Dave and Tom, this is it. The end of the year fell well for us. I'd like to thank all the...
Now, this is Knox's bit, too. He gets everyone around him all riled up. And it's a weird scene if you've ever been on TV, and I have quite a few times with Jim Knox.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's this quiet scene, like before the camera gets turned on. And then he tells everyone, like, what to do to start chanting, and he loves it. He loves chaos. He just loves madness around him. And there's total madness around him here because there's, like, mascots and green men and just people chanting. And this is their, this is like the, because it's Fan Appreciation Day and last day on the air for Knox.
Mm-hmm.
Not forever, right? You guys still got the contract or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's
but
just
not
for
in the
season.
Season.
Yeah, they don't play
home
games. Because
he almost sounded like he was doing a goodbye forever, but anyway,
no, yeah,
he's
no.
saying goodbye.
Ranger fans and all the Rangers players, a lot of memorable moments. Some, a few, just a few to make a list. How about Matt and Taylor? You know, the couple that's expected to get married here at the ballpark.
All right, now he's going to go on to thank a bunch of people. Let me fast forward to the important thank yous. And, Rad, save your thank you story for tomorrow, okay?
Will do.
Because I know we could veer off into another tangent here, but Raj has a good thank you story. All right, so here here we get thanked.
A great year. Ranger fans, we love you. How about the ticket guys up front? They're in the green suits right there. Bob and Dan and Donovan. We love Corby, Mike Ryder, even Danny.
Now, he makes it sound like me and Bob and Donovan are in the green seats.
A little bit, yeah, he did.
Which I appreciate. And if I was there, I'd have been right there under the sun, in the stands.
Yeah.
Would not have looked at my phone. I would have just been talking, mingling with the fans. That's just what I do.
Which one of you is really short?
Front, they're in the green suits right there. Bob and Dan and Donovan. We love Corby, Mike Ryder, even Danny. Keep up the good work. Did everybody have a good time? Good day, mates. We'll see you next year.
Not to telegraph what he does either, but every time he says good day, mate, to somebody who's not from Australia, I get emails saying, did you hear Knox?
Yeah.
He's people, such an idiot.
People always think it's a mistake, yeah.
Right. But he's actually just genius.
Did everybody have a good time? Good day, mates. We'll see you next year.
Wow. That was Jim Knox unplugged at his best. Wow.
I'm cheering up here, Tom.
That was great. I love that.
Then we got another drop if we ever play a good Knox bit for Greaves.
Jim Knox at his best?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive right there.
Still need to pull that one. Sorry.
What's that? This one?
Yeah.
Wow. That was Jim Knox unplugged at his best.
Of course we're going to need that.
And then one more piece of audio that you have, Great Donovan?
Yeah, yeah. So,
at Great Donovan?
After...
All the pictures were on Twitter. You know what you have to remember to do? Let's forward all those things to Kat, because he runs the Facebook page. And I think we always forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
there is a divide of Facebook versus Twitter. I know many people do both, but there is a whole group of people that don't go with Twitter at all.
Right.
And they're always on Facebook.
We've got some,
looking for chicks.
And we've got some video like of me. It all behind the scenes that TC is nice enough to upload to our YouTube page.
That's already been on there? It's on
no,
there?
No, we're looking for a cable.
Oh, okay.
So, a lot of people wanted to take pictures with the guys at the ballpark, including two guys from Korea. So, they walked up. They wanted to take pictures with the green man. They did. So, I talked to them afterwards because I wanted to get there.
Oh, kind of stealing Jim Knox?
Yeah, Knoxy was there. It's fantastic.
So, like, Irvin got
day.
The idea from American Idol. You got the idea of talking to these guys.
These guys showed up right after Knoxy left
by watching Jim Knox.
I got the idea from watching American Idol to talk to these guys from Korea.
That's okay. Good. Now Knox can't sue you. That's
right,
good.
Right. Here we go.
But I can't speak English, Ralph.
Oh, that's okay. I can barely speak it myself. So...
The thing you would have wanted him to say,
yeah.
Right? I can't speak English well means I now will definitely use this on the show.
That's going to be a great
idea. Right. I wasn't sure, but now we're going to use it.
Right.
But I can't speak English well.
Oh, that's okay. I can barely speak it myself. So you guys here from South Korea?
Yes.
South Korea.
South Korea.
Is this your first time here?
Yeah. So nice. Wonderful.
Now, what do you guys think of Rangers baseball? Texas Rangers baseball.
Yeah. Today's Rangers home ground and final match. So I want go here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what brings you guys here to the ballpark? Why are you here today?
For experience and meet American nice guys and women. I want to. Watch baseball for experience. Yeah.
Is this your first time in America?
Yeah, first time.
How long have you been here on this visit?
Just 1 month.
1 month.
1 month. Yeah, 1 month.
Just 1 month.
What's the best thing you've done so far?
So I don't understand. I can't understand.
What's the best thing you've done since you've been in America?
Oh.
Most fun so far.
Most
everybody,
fun.
Everything, most, everything,
everything. I like everything in USA.
Food, and people, and we study English for here.
Okay.
We'll study English.
All right.
Yeah.
Now
something like that is very good.
What do you guys think of my friends in the green man suit? You like that?
Yeah.
I like that.
In Korea, we can find the exciting scenery but wonderful scenery. But in America, there are men so a lot of beautiful scenery and beautiful masks. So I want to take a picture with him.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you think you could wear one of those like that?
Yeah.
think that'd be funny to wear something like that?
Yeah, sure.
Now, what's your name?
My name's Rock. R-O-C-K. Rock and roll, Rock.
Okay, your name?
My name is Hoon. Hoon, H-U-N, Hoon.
All right, well, thank you very much, man.
Thank
My name's Sam. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you,
nice
thank you very much.
All right. Have fun, man. Have fun in America. All right. There you go. That was a Lock and Hun.
There's a good drop in there.
The so?
The so?
No. After that.
I like the so.
So.
I like the fact that they refer to TC as beautiful scenery.
Right.
That's right. Their translation.
Want to meet a lot of guys.
It's good perspective.
That's interesting that they would take that because it seems that email, I haven't been to Twitter yet. Maybe we'll have to go there, but if email is any indication, it's decidedly anti-TC.
Mm. Twitter is too.
Oh, Twitter is also?
Mm-hmm. Mm. How odd.
Just might need another punishment for TC. That's all I'm saying. I don't think he violated the spirit of the game.
Don't be brainwashed, folks. Come on.
Hey, I chronicled the whole thing. I took a picture of you in the concourse. Johnny
Put yourself in the situation.
It's almost like a time
log.
Right, every half an hour, he took another picture.
He's still sitting in
the same
spot.
Same pose.
A little shadow is different.
And it wasn't doctored. I didn't just
ask
use
yourself
the same
what you
picture.
As a listener lost by me enjoying the air conditioning in the concourse. I think you will find the answer is nothing.
Not the point.
Listeners are not the point.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, TC's better than everyone, so
yep,
we just need to keep that in
take
mind.
On radio.
Sorry, TC. You're the best.
Well, good
little
times.
Tense right now. Oh, it was great.
Was cool.
That's
a good
that's,
reason to watch the Rangers.
The payoff, you know? It went well. A couple of the guys really soldiered and ponied up. My one did the bare minimum to try to satisfy his bet.
Has the minimum number of flair.
That's right. Are you happy with that amount of flair on your lapel? Or might you want a little more flair?
And he's step two in the evolution of man.
He so. Is step two without him.
He's the link. The missing link.
He's the link between Grooves and Seabass.
So when he wasn't there, he was the missing link.
Right. The missing link,
exactly.
And then there you go.
Exactly.
All right, well, good job, everyone else.
Thank you.
Everyone who
good
just
job,
goes
Tom.
By full name and not just initials.
Good job to you, Donovan.
Great job. Great work. Pretty impressive stuff, that's for sure.